Twitter employees are freaking out over Elon Musk's takeover of the social media platform, and they're showing just how outraged they are by tweeting about it. Mark Meckler is the former Parler interim CEO and president of Convention of States. Mark, good morning to you. Before we get to the Twitter employee outrage, and boy, there is so much of it, I just want to get your reaction on Elon Musk buying Twitter. How do you feel about it?
No, I feel fantastic about it. I think it's a necessary strike for free speech, and I think he's the one guy who might have the potential to fix Twitter.
Well, not everybody feels that way, including people inside Twitter. Check out this tweet from an engineer. His name's Eric. He says, "The news today is so crazy, I also literally forgot I had COVID." And another employee named Chloe says, "Totally understand that this is entertainment for some, but please know that this is certainly not entertainment for me." How do you feel about this backlash from inside Twitter? And what sort of advice would you give Elon Musk going forward now that these are going to be people working for him?
Well, first, it just demonstrates clearly and confirms the true bias inside Twitter that this is how folks feel about a guy whose only statement really about taking over Twitter is that he's going to increase transparency and increase free speech. They're freaking out on that. That demonstrates their bias. And I would say to him that he's got the deep state of Twitter inside Twitter. He's going to have to do a very good job of cleaning Twitter of those kinds of people. I think anybody who's tweeted like this, he should relieve them of their duties. He should remove them from the company. He's going to have to start again really deeply inside with removing management and creating the right kind of a management structure that promotes free speech and transparency.
Well, you are right about the transparency and the fact that this is also all about just evening the playing field and making sure everybody has the same voice, the same power to promote their message. So if Elon Musk does do this, takes over Twitter, there's not going to be any more censorship of stories Democrats don't like the New York Post Hunter Biden story. Do you think that that could impact future elections?
I think it can. Part of the question is going to be the pace of cultural change at Twitter. This deal is not projected to close until after the end of the year, so that means it's a limited amount of influence that he can have before the end of 22, so we might not see the full influence of the changes until the 2024 election.
And really quickly, thinking back to Parler, when Parler was kicked off, Apple, Google Play, Amazon, it was one of the most extreme examples of coordinated censorship of a largely conservative platform. If Elon Musk goes the route of free speech, angers people in the tech sphere, could that happen to Twitter?
Yeah, I don't think it can happen to Twitter because Twitter's far too large, and I think Musk has the capacity, both financial and his tech savvy and connections in the tech industry, to have a completely secure technological stack. And in fact, I think Twitter has most of that in place already.
That's good news there. Mark, thank you for joining us. We so appreciate it.